It has been a week unlike any other in high school basketball. Quarterfinal wins for three of our four Upper Cumberland teams. Four boys teams with sectional wins headed to Murfreesboro. But now the opponent is the coronavirus. We welcome you to the High School Playbook this morning from Rock 93.7. Today, the coaches on the games played and the wait to see what will happen. First up, Jamestown, as we bring in head coach Russell Taze of the York Institute Boys. Coach, how have you tried to deal with the uncertainty of the last 24 hours?
Well, it's been tough. Yesterday, the first day after the subs day, we took a day off. Wednesday, we lifted, and then, of course, yesterday we start hearing all the uncertainty. We just basically ran through a short practice, basically a non-contact type practice where we just kind of drilled through some of our offensive sets and things of that nature, and you know, got some running up and down the floor, just basically trying to keep our guys a little bit fresh and kind of keep them at least kind of in the groove and not let them get complacent. But it's just been tough, you know, our kids with all this uncertainty about what's going to happen and whether or not we're going to be able to play or not. And it's really tough to handle and figure out exactly what you need to do, if you need to do anything right now. So it's been kind of tough for us.
This is one of those times, and there are many during the course of a season and a career, where you as a coach, you're going way beyond X's and O's and trying to put this in perspective to some young men that you know they're disappointed and they want to show the state what they got, but you got to put it in perspective that there are bigger things, I guess.
They just have to understand that sometimes there's going to be things that are out of your control, and you just have to try to do the things that are in your control. And very disappointing as it is, and when you got a group of kids that have really worked hard all year and just gradually improved and got better and came together as a team like this group has, and now to have this situation come up that they don't have any control over, it's just hard to reason through with them. So we just try to, I guess, just concentrate on us and try to stay as mentally prepared as we can. I think last word I heard was that the TSSAA was going to try to make some type of, definite decision by, within the next day or two. So, hopefully we will know something for sure pretty quick. But, it doesn't look good right now, when you got a situation going on in the country like it is. Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do and just kind of move on from there.
Russell Taze coaches the York Institute Dragons. All right, let's go back to Monday night in the sectional game. You're down 7 to start the fourth quarter. What was your message to your basketball team?
We played with pretty much basically 5 kids the whole game, and by the time we got to the end of the third, and all year long we've kind of struggled in the third quarter anyway. We play hard through the first and the second quarters, go in at halftime, and it takes our guys a little bit to recover, rebound, I guess you could say, and we've had trouble all year coming out in the third quarter and getting a good start, and we didn't have a terrible third quarter, but we came out and ended up getting down 7, and so we were going into the fourth quarter, and I knew our guys were a little bit taxed, and I knew they were a little bit tired, and I guess we just got a lucky break, good Lord watching over us or whatever, because they came out and started holding the basketball, and that was good for us because it gave us some time to gave us some time to kind of recover and get a little bit of a rest. And They eventually took a shot. We came down and scored and cut it to five. And, you know, and I just kind of – I felt good about us just kind of staying back in our zone and let them hold it. And, you know, like I said, they'd hold it for a minute or so and ended up either taking a shot or turning it over. And you know, we get the ball back and score. And so it worked out well for us. And just a fortuitous thing that kind of happened in the game. But, you know, for us, you know, my message was just, you know, I know you're tired, but, you know, you've got two quarters. You know, you have two quarters here to get to Murfreesboro, you know, and you've got to, by the time the third quarter's over, and say, okay, now we got 8 minutes. I said, you know, you've got 8 minutes now to, you know, you got to suck it up. You got to dig deeper than you've had to dig all year long, mentally and physically here, you know, to make a run at these guys and you know, have an opportunity to win this ball game. So I'm just proud of our guys. They stayed super focused, even when they were a little bit taxed, and we got some opportunities, got some chances, and they took advantage of it and put the ball in the basket, and the next thing you know, it was tied, and then you know, the next thing you know, we had a 2-point lead right there at the tail end of the game. So I'm just, you know, super proud of our kids for just the toughness mentally and physically that they showed in that game Monday night. It may have been one of the best basketball games that I've ever, you know, had the pleasure of being associated with. Just a very, very, very proud of our kids.
Coach, could you see it in their faces that, you know, you're seven down, you're five down? Could you see in their faces of, well, hey, we can come back here?
Yeah, absolutely. There was one point there we missed a shot. I can't remember exactly what had transpired, and I noticed one of our kids just had a look on his face like he was about to cry, you know, because they wanted it so bad. But, you know, what we try to do is just, you know, hey, don't give up. Just keep working. Just keep trying. You know, it's going to be okay. We're going to get an opportunity here. You know, you just try to keep encouraging them that no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. We're going to get some chances. We're going to get some opportunities. And that's what we tried to do with them. And then once they saw again, opportunities were coming. And we may have had some kids that made some really big baskets and free throws. And you could just see, we finally got that second wind. And our crowd, you know, just played a huge role. That sixth man just really lifted us up going down the stretch right there. And I thought we looked fresher, you know, in the last 3 minutes than the other team did.
Finally, Coach, that first ever trip to state, what has that meant to your basketball team, but not just the team, but the school overall?
It's hard to describe. I just think that it's been something that's been so long coming. You know, you try to, you know, every season you go into, you always work, you always prepare, even in the off season and the preseason. Your goal is the state tournament, you know, and you have some great teams come through and some good kids come through, and it doesn't materialize for them, you know, and when you finally get a group that things seem to kind of fall in place for them and a group that's able to, do the things they need to do to get there, it's just when the community gets behind them, I think sometimes it's almost a shock in some ways for some in the community that after so many years, finally broken through and got a team that's going to be able to go and play in Murfreesboro. It's just a huge thing for our community and our school. And like I said, I think even in our community, I think it's something that just hadn't hardly sunk in yet. So it's just been a hectic, but it's been an amazing last couple weeks or so for our whole school and community here.
Well, your Dragons have represented the Upper Cumberland so very well, and we hope you get to continue that run. We'll see what happens. Russell Tays, head coach at York Institute. Thank you, Coach, for spending some time with us.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Memorial beat Science Hill 61-46 in the quarterfinals of the state tournament this week. Head coach Mike Buck joins us on the High School Playbook. Coach, how happy were you with your performance the other day?
I was really happy, Larry. You know, we the lights down there, the big stage, and all the, you know, a lot of people in the stands. It was a neat experience. We kind of had, you know, some nerves, you know, a little bit right out of the gate, and then put together a nice little spurt there, early on, which kind of relaxed us and allowed us to go play. But Science Hill really, they stayed after us and kept competing, and really, they're a good team. They weren't going to go away, and so. They made us earn it there, even in the second half. But I was super proud of our girls. I mean, we just stayed locked in, played well, for the majority of the game there, and I was just really proud of them.
Seems like they really earned it by playing well on the defensive side.
We did. I told somebody that these guys have kind of thrived all year in staying within a team, scouting a point defensively, and so. Coach Cheryl, our assistant coach, really, is a solid basketball mind there too. He does a great job of helping us put together game plans and finding strengths and weaknesses that we can kind of attack. And so they did. They locked in. Science Hill did a great job of staying on the offensive glass, which they were pretty tough to keep off, but. I was really pleased with the way that we guarded them the right way and guarded them how we, had prepared to guard them. So that always gives you a chance if you can guard people and you can rebound it and ended up making free throws. Those are three qualities that, championship teams are built on. So I was really proud of it.
How important was your size advantage in this game?
It was a big deal. Emma Capps, with her ability at her size to be able to both play inside and outside, making those threes, it makes it that's as much of a mismatch as anything. And then, Tessa Miller, obviously the tall, long athlete that she is, she's able to disrupt things on the defensive end and on the glass and obviously be able to score it as well. She stayed in some foul trouble. It was tough. It was really the first time all year, Larry, that we had both of our bigs, both Emma and Tessa, in foul trouble at the same time. So it's usually my daughter Maddie, who's one of the two that's in foul trouble. She stayed out of foul trouble, and then the other two got in trouble. So, we had to kind of stagger those our bigs and kind of just because of the foul trouble. And they did a good job. But once they picked up a few fouls, they played with fouls, which is a sign of a good player as well. Stay aggressive, but, kind of stay ahead of the play and stay out of the way of, fouls. But it was important. And our guards rebounded really well as well. And I think that's, I was having a discussion with a coach I respect. They were talking about our team. And obviously those two big girls are kind of the centerpieces of what we do. But he said, what makes you guys so good is your role players, your others, he said they do a great job of, number one, getting the ball where it needs to go, but then also they rebound the ball so well. And I agree, I think Maddie is as good a rebounder as, for her size as there is out there. She's, really aggressive and kind of relentless in going after them. And so, we have a solid group of young ladies that it's kind of a shame that we weren't able to finish, but I was proud of what we were able to accomplish this year. 30 wins against 4 losses. It was pretty special.
Stone Memorial coach Mike Buck with us. Do you think you will play again?
I sure hope so. It's going to be, I don't know, there's so much stuff that's happened nationally, I guess I'm just just very focused on our team and preparing and what we had in front of us. Obviously we've heard of the coronavirus. It ain't like we're in a hole anywhere. But I was actually asked about that at the press conference after the game, and I'm thinking, well, that's, how are we prepared for that? Which is, now looking at it is a good question, but you know, we wash our hands. We fist bump instead of shake hands. We clean the locker room occasionally, you know, and they're really good. And so there's just normal steps to prevent sickness, but, and then it turned into something that is way bigger than people getting sick. But, there's some tough decisions, made to suspend the tournament. And there'll be another tough decision made, and it's probably a decision that nobody wants to make. I mean, I would assume that, the TWSAA wants to go play it. I'm sure that they, it's financially, it's a hit there. And I'm sure the community of Murfreesboro, wants it to be played, and obviously MTSU. So, and we know that the teams are hungry to go play, but I think Tuesday is supposed to be a final decision on whether or not to play or suspend. With everything that's going on nationally, I just, in my gut, I just don't feel like, we're going to get a favorable outcome with that vote, but we'll see. It's really unfortunate. Felt like we had a chance. Whitehaven is we'd prepared for them. They're a really good team. Of course, Lebanon and Arlington are two other really good teams too, but really felt like we were right in the mix and we had a chance, so it kind of felt like we've been, kind of been cheated a little bit. And I'm sure all the semifinalists, feel the same way. Feel like it, haven't been able to prove what we had hoped to be able to prove, on the court. But it's unfortunate. I don't know if it was hindsight. It was funny because of my daily devotion this morning was talking about disruptive things that happen in your life that disrupt the normal patterns for you, and how we're supposed to walk by faith, not by sight. And and that's what we're doing. We have faith that everything's going to work out. The big boss man's in control, and we might not understand it, and we're not supposed to understand all that. But anyway, I love our team, and I sure do hope that we get to finish this.
Stone Memorial Coach Mike Buck, like the rest of us, sitting and waiting.
Yes, sir.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always.
You're very welcome, buddy. Thank you for all you do, buddy.
Let's roll down I-40 and talk Monterey boys basketball. The boys beat Fayetteville 44-41 Monday night to move on. And Coach Adam West, that game was quite a back-and-forth affair.
It was definitely a back-and-forth. We kind of thought we were dead to rights at the end of the third quarter when we were down eight and were able to battle back and get a victory there, obviously. It was kind of nice.
How big was the crowd in this game?
It was a great crowd, and really our crowd was the sixth man. I mean, they were the difference in the game. They were loud, and when Fayetteville would go to the free throw line, they were right on cue. They did a great job. We were really pleased with our environment that night, for sure.
What were you telling your guys when you were down?
Well, we were just trying to get some rhythm. I mean, we had no rhythm on offense, and part of that goes to just they were guarding us really well and doing a great job at defending, and we were just trying to battle and make a shot and make a play. Once we had a chance to get into the bonus, which we did, that's when I really thought we had an opportunity to kind of close the gap. And we went to the line a few times, made our free throws, and just made a play here and there that just made the difference. Had a couple little back doors that eased up on the pressure and a couple of sets that we ran. But just really just trying to get rhythm. It was difficult that night because of the way they guarded. They were really good at it.
Free throw is one of those things that so often is overlooked. But you look at this game, you making free throws, Fayetteville not able to make free throws. That was a huge part of how this game played out.
Well, that's it, and we've had that. We've been on the other side of that, with our seven losses. I think three of them were significant free throw disadvantage for us, where we weren't necessarily sharp late or throughout the game and missed some opportunities, and probably cost us wins in those cases.
Peyton West, 25 points. You just have to continue to be impressed with the leadership and the way he's playing.
He's done a good job. He it's always nice. And I tell my guys this all the time. It's always good when I see kids translate their hard work into their success. And of course, him being a part of my family, we get a chance to see it firsthand of of three hours of gym time looks like, and what the leadership on the floor looks like, and what his expectations are. And, you know, it's just, it's really a blessing to have that transcribed into the success of going to the state tournament at the end of the season. It's really, really, really a great experience to be a part of.
Adam West coaching the Monterey boys. Silas Randolph, just the way he has played during the course of the season, coming up big Monday night, especially defensively, impressive.
You know what? He did a great job. He had a good run this last the tournament, the last few games of the tournament. He really came into his own and made some nice plays for us and stayed mentally focused and was able to battle in tough environments. So, yeah, he did a great job. And the other night, he had 8 points, but it may not sound like a lot, but he had one of the go-ahead baskets late in the game that we ran. He was able to turn and catch it, finish it in a tough situation. But he played well and had one of the best – him and Borjas both had two hustle plays during that game that were just a big difference maker for the end of that game.
100 wins from this senior class. That's an impressive stat.
Yeah, and I don't have the math around here too much. I've got a lot of the history. You know, 27 years, and obviously we haven't had an opportunity to do that much. And these guys knew that was a goal that they wanted coming into the season, and had to have 27 wins. I mean, you know, you don't come into the season and say, "Well, I'm going to get 27 wins to get 100." But you know, they were able to do it, and every year they've competed, and they've been a part of some good program, or some good players around them as they've gone along, and been a part of this competitive spirit at Monterey that they've kind of built.
What stands out to you about this group overall and the impact that they've made?
Well, from the day that they were freshmen to the day that they're seniors, they've just kind of they're so competitive. They even when they were young, they expected to win. And when they came in as freshmen, like, you know what, we're going to win every game, and we're going to win every drill, we're going to win everything that happens. And it's just translated every year in and year out. I mean, you look at you know, we lose 6 seniors 2 years ago when we were in the state tournament, and we turn around and we lose, you know, another few guys last year, and so we're down to, you know, the nitty gritty, and we're just trying to put guys in place, and they were able to bring those guys in, blend them in, and teach them how it's supposed to be done, and they took Monterey basketball and Wildcat Nation to another level.
How are you approaching this right now with the uncertainty about what's going to happen?
Well, we're in a situation where we don't want to hold our baseball guys hostage. And, you know, got a few of those guys on the team. So I spoke to a couple of people about letting them, you know, participate in what's going on with them for now. And we're going to keep open gym facilities for our guys to get them in individual workouts and try to maintain some kind of consistency. With the hope that they'll make a decision that will be beneficial to us playing again. And then when that happens, we'll bring those baseball guys back and we'll get ready because that's what we were doing in the meantime. But we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully we'll find out something early next week on as far as the future of that. But, you know, until they tell us that it's 100% certain it's no longer going to happen, then we're still preparing as if it's going to happen in whatever way that we can.
Do you have to say anything to these young guys? Because you know the disappointment is there and that they want to try to win that state title. Or do they understand?
No, they're disappointed. I mean, it'd be hard to sugarcoat something like that. But at the same time, there's just been so much go on in our neighborhoods around here with the tornadoes, with the virus and all the things. It's really hard to be too selfish in these situations, even though we're extremely disappointed, and say, well, you know what? You just got to look around. There's so much going on. And, you don't want to focus attention on you. There's other things in this world that are greater than this, but at the same time, we'll try to continue to pursue this as a dream, as what we want it to be.
Monterey coach Adam West, we hope we're going to get a chance to see you guys against Booker T. Washington sometime soon. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it.
Another dominating performance for the Clark Grange Lady Buffaloes. This is the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Buffaloes defeat Huntington Thursday in the Class 1A state quarterfinals. Final score 80-36. Clark Grange coach Lamar Rogers joins us now. Coach, how proud of you were of your team's performance Thursday?
Well, we played really good. I'm real proud of the girls. We had film study, and I felt like we had that game plan about what players we needed to watch, so a bit more careful. And, you know, Murphy's in the force, kind of made for us as a bit torn, let our quickness take over. Kaylee Mundy set a state tournament record for most steals in a game. She had 11, and the previous record was 8. So we're real tickled about that. And I think our defense won the game. They had some players kind of hard to guard, but we done a good job.
Did you see that opportunity on tape for her to get that many steals?
Well, not really. We's concerned. They had one or two girls that could penetrate some. We're just worried about that. But, and of course, she didn't do it by herself. You know, where's Cassie, her sister, you know, they was up top on her 2-3 zone. They kind of worked together and forced it. So, you know, it's team effort. But great effort by, you know, Kaylee Mundy to set that record. And, you know, we played really well. Thought as the game progressed, we kept getting better. You know, shot 60% from the field for the game, which is outstanding. And, you know, had 10 three-pointers, 10 out of the 22. So, offensively, we, you know, was real good and real proud of them.
Are you ever, as a coach, when you're hitting it like that, saying, okay, now let's don't use all of our good shots in this kind of game, right?
Well, yeah, we sure did. And, you know, everybody got to play the game, and we had one or two players off the bench that, you know, hit a three also, so that was kind of like icing on the cake. We had an only senior on the team come in and hit a three, so that was great.
What does that mean, Coach, to get some of those younger players that have not had a chance to play as much, to get them in a state tournament game?
Well, it means a lot. We've got five juniors and three freshmen, so freshmen are really good, and they all got in there. We've got one freshman, Maddie Bush, is starting. And, you know, Casey Sales is an outstanding shooter coming off the bench, so we got Emily Crabtree. So, you know, there's no substitute for experience, and you know, we've been a lot of big games this year. Our schedule here again has prepared us for that down there by playing, you know, the teams we played in Ray Cannon. We beat them. Blackman, we beat them. Tullahoma, we beat them. They're all AAA, and then Stone, we split with them, and that was down there. So, you know, really pleased with how everything went, besides, you know, right now we don't know whether we'll continue the tournament or not, though.
Lamar Rogers, was the environment, was it weird? Was it different? Did your young ladies have any problems kind of adjusting to that?
Well, not really. You know, driving down there, we heard that TWSA is going to make a statement at 12 o'clock, and we was on the road going to Murphy Center, and some people thought maybe they might postpone the rest of the afternoon games. You know, I didn't think they were going to do that. I thought maybe they, you know, worst case scenario, they'd postpone or suspend today's games, which that's what we did. But everybody, you know, was kind of up in the air. It was the big elephant in the room. Kind of everybody was wondering what was going to happen. Of course, great environment. We had a lot of fans down there. And all the schools did. It was just a blessing, you know, to play down there if you're a basketball team.
How are you handling this now with the uncertainty about what will happen next?
Well, you know, they're supposed to have a KWSA is supposed to make a decision Tuesday on a conference call. So we're going to have we've had Cassie Mundy's had a foot issue, and we're going to rest some today. Some of the girls that put in a lot of work here down there, and then we're going to have a light day for the rest of them. And Monday, we're going to practice, and these other spring sports are starting up, but we're going to practice Monday until we find out what's going on Tuesday.
All you can do right now is just try to keep it as normal as possible, I guess.
Yes, and TWSA made you know, the right call probably. They, you know, have everything else is going on now. The NCAA has canceled their games. NBA season suspended and everything. So, you know, you can't blame them for, you know, you'd rather be safe than sorry for sure. You know, a lot of fans are disappointed. But I think everyone realizes, you know, safety and health comes first.
Head coach Lamar Rogers, as Clark Range advances, we'll get this thing going, we hope, again. Play Greenfield in the semifinals. Coach, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Clay County boys beat Eagleville in their sectional game Monday night. It would advance to the states as 61-43, the final score. Head coach Rob Edwards joins us now. Coach, was it kind of a slow start Monday, but you found yourself down, but you rallied? What, how did you kind of size things up?
Well, Larry, we got off to a good start. We got up 6-0, and then they kind of went on a like an 8-2 run maybe, and we were down a little at the end of the first, but made a few adjustments at halftime and kind of tried to pick up the pace of the game a little bit, at least on the offensive end, and seemed to pay off for us there, especially in the fourth quarter.
Who really came through with the kind of performance that you needed?
Well, you know, it was an entire team effort. You know, we defensively they had a couple players that we really had to key on. Offensively, you know, Grant Strong and Jake Ashlock again, as they have all season, pretty much carried the load for us. But had a lot of other guys chip in. You know, Spivey, I think hit a big shot there midway through the fourth quarter that kind of put us into a double-digit lead and gave us a little breathing room.
It's always good to get the win, but particularly when you get in the postseason to get those road wins, it means a lot.
Well, it certainly is, you know, and it's not often that you go on the road and you win one of those sectional games. We've played on the road, and obviously we've played a few of them at home as well. And, you know, you're always a lot more comfortable playing at home, but you know, this particular group that I have, you know, they're a gritty bunch. You know, I don't think they ever had any doubt in their mind that we could compete with Eagle Hill, and regardless of where the game was played. So, you know, went on the road and snatched one up.
You've coached a lot of teams. Where does that come from? Where does that sense of we're going to get this done? You know, do you see it early in a season? Does it kind of develop as the year goes on?
Well, I think it. In the end, it resonates with your seniors and your leaders on the team. And sometimes, you know, if you get back a large group of seniors, you have that all year long. But we only got back two guys coming back as seniors this season. And you know, it took them a few games to develop that attitude. And once they did, they did a great job leading us down the stretch. You know, Mason Sharp and Jake Ashlock, so I'm referring to it, our two seniors, and just did a great job leading this team. And got that will to win.
Those seniors, I guess they understand, you know, this is the last time for a lot of it. It will be the last time they play competitive basketball. So got to do everything we can to keep it going.
Right. You know, they don't want their last game to be until, you know, they're in Murfreesboro, hopefully. So that's what they strive for.
What do you do as a coach when you have to deliver the kind of news you did yesterday about the postponement of the tournament?
Well, Larry, we just, you know, all season long we talk about in games, situations, we talk about things we can control and things we can't control. And that's kind of how I broke that news to the team. You know, it's something that we have no control over. You know, all we can do is sit back and wait and see what happens and hope for the best. And, you know, they're a resilient bunch of kids, and, you know, they took it well. They're obviously disappointed, as I'm sure a lot of basketball players and coaches are across the state. But we understand the situation and how it's playing out, and we're just sitting back and hoping for the best.
This is one of those, as a coach, though, I mean, there's nothing in the book about a situation like this.
Well, certainly it's unprecedented. It's something that we haven't seen, and you know, we just have to rely on the TSSAA and you know, the powers that be to hopefully make some good decisions going over the next few weeks, and hopefully end up letting us get this thing in the books.
Do your plans change because you already had these days off before the boys' tournament started next week? Have you changed at all what you were thinking about doing over the course of these few days?
Well, we have. I told my guys today, you know, obviously we were going to practice today, but now we're taking today off, and we're just kind of in a wait-and-see type situation. We're going to practice next week just like we were going to play on Wednesday or Thursday, and just kind of go from there. You know, we'll go day at a time.
What has been the fan reaction in a place that loves its basketball about just what you've accomplished, not only Monday night, but through this whole season?
Well, the folks that I've talked to here in town, they're all disappointed. We have a great following. Clay County Athletics, regardless of the sport, has a great following, but basketball in particular. You know, the past several years, we've had some success, and folks have grown to expect it, and pretty disappointed the fact that that we may or may not get to play.
It's a part of the year that basketball fans love so much, and it's just going to be weird this whole weekend. No basketball.
It certainly is. Yeah. You know, it's my favorite time of year as far as high school or college and March Madness, just as it is a lot of people across the state, and we're all disappointed. But hopefully things work out for the best.
And keep everybody in your prayers. Keep everybody healthy. No doubt about that. Head Coach Rob Edwards of the Clay County Bulldogs. Coach, we appreciate your time throughout the course of the year, and we'll look forward to the decision coming first of next week.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Talking state tournaments with the coaches across the Upper Cumberland, the high school playbook rolls on. Presented by Mountain Barn Builders, the Upperman Bees defeat Howard on the road in sectional play Monday, final 54-52. Head Coach Bobby McWilliams joins us now. Nail biter, you still are your nails growing back, Coach?
Oh, finally! That was definitely a intense game, intense environment, but a lot of fun. Just tickled and happy for our kids.
What's it like when you're in one of those as a coach?
I don't know. It's not you're in the game, so it. Having seen the exact same score, the exact same game Saturday, watching Dana's team play, you're more nervous when you're not actively involved, or at least I am. You don't have as much control. But when you're in the middle of that game, there's just a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, and you're focused on task at hand. So, for me, I feel like you don't have much time to get nervous over whatever's going on.
What was the story? What was the difference in the game for your Bees to come away with a win?
We, going into that game, we had had really talked a lot about being able to handle the moment, being able to handle the environment. Then obviously, on top of that, being able to handle, what Howard brought as far as, their team, their speed, their size, their athleticism. And, we were able to execute, our game plan, as well as you could expect as a coach. But, we handled ourselves, the composure, the focus was as good as we've had with this group since I've had them.
You played games in the 60s and 70s. You've played these kind of knockdown, drag out kind of games. Are you pleased that your basketball team can kind of do both?
Absolutely. And I'll be honest with you. We talk about that with our players. We obviously cater to every team caters, I think, to a particular style best. But we also talk about trying to play different styles and be good at different styles, because you're going to run into some teams that can more or less force you into playing that type of style. And you don't want to, run into a situation where you're uncomfortable as far as the pace of the game or the play of the game, and then you not have success. So we try to really manage those. And when we schedule, we we try to schedule teams that that will do a little bit of everything to us as far as you know, multiple ways, whether it's playing fast or playing slow, and big teams and smaller teams, and you know, so we try to do that to get ourselves ready starting in November all the way through till we get to the tournament time.
Because you see teams from time to time that play that up-tempo kind of style. When somebody slows it down, it's like they get antsy. They get nervous in having to play that way.
Well, you know, and you can if you're not used to it, for sure. But, you know, that the score the other night, 44-42, that was not a slow-paced game. Anybody that was there will tell you that game was a fast-paced game. That's the interesting thing about it is that both teams were attacking and trying to score. It's just that there was some really good defensive basketball possessions going on, and points were not easy. It was a very physical contest too, which made it, you know, even more so. Wasn't a lot of free throw shot, and wasn't a lot of fouls caught on the floor. So, you know, 2 points in that game was very valuable. You know, like I said, but it wasn't like Howard was holding the ball. They were pushing in transition and pressing on defense. So it was just the points were hard to come by for both teams just because of the nature of the way the game was played. But, you know, when you get in this late stages, you're going to run against teams. They're not just good on one end. They're good on both ends. And traditionally the scores have a tendency to get a little bit lower. A lot of that depends on the flow and the pace of the game as well. But we are just we're fortunate. We're so happy for our kids to be able to, you know, to win that game, to give themselves a chance to get in the state tournament. That was one of our biggest goals, and we were able to achieve that, and happy for these guys.
Upperman coach Bobby McWilliams with us as the high school playbook continues. So you find out the news yesterday about the TSSAA. How do you as a coach figure out the best way to deliver that?
Well, you know, the girls, Dana's team, the girls were already in. They're in the middle of their tournament, but all this is going on. And so we were getting, you know, we were getting pretty much immediate feedback because they were having to keep the teams that were involved, you know, closely, I guess, connected to what they were thinking. And so we were getting immediate feedback, and we just approached it with our kids. You know, here's the situation. There's a possibility. We talked about this at the beginning of the week when we first started practice. Well, and the next day, actually, with the very first day, I'm sorry, started coming down, that there was a possibility that this thing could be postponed or even canceled. But we have to proceed as if we're still playing, whether it's, you know, this coming week or another week. And that's the information we've been given, and that's all we can do. And one of the things we've talked about in our locker room and our practices from day one is that all we can control is what we can control, and that's how we're going to approach it. And it's been consistent with that with every challenge that we've been faced with, from, you know, tornadoes to right into, traveling on a substate road to, you know, to now the cancellation because of the coronavirus. So my kids have adapted tremendously. They know what the situation is. I feel for these guys. They've worked so hard to get an opportunity to play in that environment, in that atmosphere, in the arena, in front of those people. But, you know, they know it's not something they can control, and we're handling it as that. But as of right now today, we're currently still focused that we're still in season until we get final word saying no. But it's not been easy. But, you know, as a coach, I've never seen anything like what everybody's going through. And, you know, but I can really commend my players on the way that they've absolutely handled this in the best way that you possibly could, considering the circumstances.
And every team from Union City to Chattanooga is dealing with this, but your team, just the emotions of the last 2 weeks, how are they wearing through that?
They have really leaned on each other a great deal, and also too the outpouring of support from people within the community, the people with outside the community, the people we've played against, to people we don't even know have offered all kinds of support to these players that were directly involved with some of the stuff that's going on, to right up to all the players on the team, just because of what our whole community and school and area has been going through. But you know, and without that support, I think it would be a whole lot more challenging. But you know, when these kids know that they're appreciated and they're loved and they're going to be taken care of, that people got support for them, it just makes it easier to deal with situations such as what we've been through. But these guys, you know, like I said, they have really they have been just tremendously resilient. And for, you know, 15 through 18 year olds to be that resilient, the way they've been able to handle all the adversity they've been through, is really kind of remarkable from a coach's perspective, looking at what they do. So you know, as a leader, you try to prepare them for those things and help them manage it the best you can. And hopefully the coaches have been able to, you know, create a base and a foundation for them that they can take that and use it to their advantage. And they've been doing great so far. I'm just super proud of them.
Well, you should be. And the entire region is proud of you guys for the way you've represented the Upper Cumberland. Not just in the recent 2 weeks, but throughout the course of the season. We hope to get a chance to see you play Jackson Southside here sometime before the month is over. Head coach Bobby McWilliams, we sure appreciate the time, Coach.
Thank you so much. Appreciate all you do for Upper Cumberland Sports.